My name is Brian McKenna, Clifton Park. I'm listening. It's about 10 minutes to 10 on Monday. I don't know with Joe and Alan the women's names, but one of them referred to Paul Ryan as Eddie Munster. I'm curious if someone makes comments about Hillary Clinton's appearance or likens her to a horror show or a spoof television show, if they wouldn't be shot down during that radio show, if they wouldn't be crushed by your comments, if they weren't anti-woman, if they weren't anti-liberal. How do you make a comment that Paul Ryan is Eddie Munster? How is that responsible? You would just eviscerate someone who made fun of or again, likened Hillary Clinton to a cartoon character.
My name is Jim Wicht from Catskill, New York. My comment is on Blair Horner comments about the funds being used by the governor and so forth. I think one of the most glaring use of those kind of campaign funds is using it for lawyers. I think those people under indictment right now in Albany who are going to court right now are using the millions of dollars in their campaign funds to get them off of a criminal indictment. And I think that that money was not intended for that. The normal citizen doesn't have the option of accessing funds like that. And they should be paying out of their own pocket.
Janice Alford from Galway. I'm just listening to the roundtable. I love your radio station, and I love the roundtable. But a quick note on transgender, a transgendered woman is a woman, is a feminist, is a female. Therefore, it's one and the same. If a female were to have an extra finger, you know, you wouldn't make them use an extra bathroom, a different bathroom. Well, you know, a transgendered female is a female, regardless of an appendage.
Bill Malatesta, Albany. The fate of the Albany High School facilities plan will be decided by absentee voters. Over 1,000 ballots will be opened and counted on Tuesday at the Albany County Board of Elections. I hope representatives from both campaigns, for passage and against passage, will be allowed to monitor the monitors. Albanians who voted want a fair and honest election result.